إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Oh, you believe, fear Allah as you should be feared and do not die except that you're Muslims. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Oh mankind, fear your guardian Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that soul he created his mate, and from them came many men and women. So fear Allah from whom you demand your mutual rights and keep the ties of kinship. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Or you believe, fear Allah and say a word that is directed to the truth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may rectify your actions and forgive you your sins. For indeed whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed the best speech is the book of Allah, the Quran, the speech of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the worst of the affairs are the newly invented matters that people invent in the religion. For every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation in the religion is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in a beautiful hadith, the hadith of Irbad ibn Sariya radiyallahu anhu. And in fact, Irbad from the companions, he said, one day we were sitting with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam after he had prayed, and he gave us an exhortation, a sermon, whereby our eyes flowed with tears and our hearts were softened. وَعَذَنَا رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَوْعِظَةٍ بَلِيغَةٍ وَجِلَتْ مِنْهَا الْقُلُوبُ وَفَاضَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ ظَرَفَتْ مِنْهَا الْعُيُونُ وَقُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِظَةٌ مَوَدِّعٍ فَأُوصِنَا. We said, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if it is a farewell sermon, so advise us. قَالَ أُوصِيكُ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. I advise you with the taqwa of Allah, to be pious, to be conscious that Allah is watching you. Whatever we say, whatever we do, Allah knows. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. He knows everything that we say and do. Ya'lamu kha'inatal a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. He knows that deception in the eyes of the deceiver and what the hearts contain. Allah azza wa jal yahulu bayna al-mar'i wa qalbihi. The person's heart can be changed overnight. Allah knows. That's why the person always must be conscious. Always must be upon taqwa. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. And Allah loves the pious ones. The taqwa, or taqwa, is to make a barrier between you and the haram. Taqwa is that you do actions of obedience, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking His reward, and fearing His punishment, keeping away from disobedience to Allah, fearing His punishment. This is taqwa, as Talq ibn Habib rahimullah mentioned. Taqwa is that you, every action, you're afraid before you do it, is it going to be accepted? While you do it and after you do it, is it going to be accepted? And you hope and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you worship Allah upon these three, love, hope and fear. Fearing His punishment, hoping to meet Him, hoping for His reward, and loving that which Allah loves. Loving that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves. That is taqwa. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best and the most pious of the people. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu thereafter. Khairun nas, qarni, thumma ladina ilunahum, thumma ladina ilunahum. The best of the people in speech, in action, in belief, in manners. They were the muttaqoon, they were the pious. And you can see from their actions and from their seerah, you can see that which they strove for in memorizing the Quran, in carrying the Quran, in carrying the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hating bid'ah, hating disobedience, loving to be a Muslim. As Allah said, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die except you are Muslim. And they strove for that. And they strove to keep their identity. That was then, when they were persecuted and tortured. And likewise, we are surrounded in these times with so many things that can take us away from the dhikr of Allah, from the remembrance of Allah. So we need to be upon taqwa. We need to read this, the life of the Messenger of Islam. He didn't come for any riches and wealth and dunya. He used to lie on the floor. The marks of the mat would be on his floor, or on his back. The marks of the floor would be on his back. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He would go and sometimes tie a stone around his stomach out of hunger. He didn't come for dunya. Sometimes he would wake up in the morning, he would say, "Oh, Aisha," radiallahu anha, he would say, "Is there any food?" Sometimes she would say, "No." He said, "Today I'm fasting." This is the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was the best of examples in this, and the best of guidance and guiders. And so following his sunnah is from taqwa. Being upon innovation is not from taqwa. Being upon shirk is not from taqwa. Calling upon the dead is not from taqwa. Relying upon charms, relying upon good luck, bad luck is not from taqwa. Fearing others besides Allah is not from taqwa. وَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي. Don't fear them but fear me. وَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْهُمْ. Humility is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your prayer, your sacrifice, your life, your death for Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَاهُ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Whatever you do, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're going for Hajj, you're going for Allah. You don't do it for the people to say, "Oh, Hajji." وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ. Whatever you do in your life, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you check the action. And look at the sunnah of Rasulullah. When he would do an act of ibadah, what would he do afterwards? Istighfar. Hoping that Allah accepts him. Maybe he made a mistake. Maybe. And this is how he taught us to be humble in the prayer. To be humble. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon humility. Not to be arrogant, looking down upon others. But rather, to look to ourselves, to rectify ourselves, to be better. أُوصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعُ الطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِي. And to hear and obey your Muslim leader in the righteous matters, no doubt. الطَّاعَةُ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ. Even if he be an Abyssinian slave, you don't look down upon him. If he's the leader of the Muslims, you hear and obey in the righteous matters. You don't talk about him in the evil sense. You don't go out against him with your tongue and sword. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was established in the hadith of Irbad and many of the narrations. And the hadith of Irbad is in Sunan Abi Dawood and Sunan Ibn Majah and Muslim Imam Ahmad with different wordings. Hadithun Sahih, Lishawahid, numerous reports. And if you read Kitabul Imara, the book of leadership in Sahih Muslim, likewise, you find numerous reports from the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the scholars of the Salaf, Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimullah, said, "If I had one dua I was permitted to have, I would make it for the rulers, because in their betterment is in our betterment." People busy themselves with rulers, but they don't realize that all of us are responsible, the rulers and the ruled. They have to rule by Allah's law, and we have to rule by Allah's law. كُلُّكُمْ رَعْ وَكُلُّ رَعِ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعْيَتِهِ. We have to rule by Allah's law in our household. We have to rule by Allah's law in our da'wah. We have to rule by Allah's law in our everyday life, in our ibadah and mu'amalat, with the people, interactions with the people, and fulfilling the rights of the people. وَصِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعُ الطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ تَأَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ حَبَشِي. And then after that, the Messenger said, those who will live after you will see many differences. And what is the solution? فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. This is the solution to hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me. عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا. Bite onto it. He didn't say عَضُّ عَلَيْهِمَا. Bite onto both of them. Because the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That they called to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they united upon haqq. Hold on to that. Hold on to it. Bite onto it with the molar teeth. Shows you the significance of being firm upon the truth. وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Allah commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be firm as he was commanded. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Hadith of Sufyan bin Abdullah al-Thaqafi. Prophet said, "Say, I believe in Allah, then be firm." إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allahu Akbar. قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ. They're upon Tawheed. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they were upright upon Tawheed and the Sunnah. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Angels descend upon them at the point of death. Don't distress, don't feel any fear. لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And glad tidings for you is paradise, that which you have promised. Why? Because you are upon Tawheed. You're upon ikhlas, sincerity. You're upon worshipping Allah. Nothing else matters in your life. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Nothing else matters. Storms can rage. Tsunamis can wreak havoc. Tornadoes can come and cause problems and cause... But you're upon haqq. That's what matters. What matters is, you're upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. What matters is you're upon Tawheed. What matters is you're relying upon Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. This is what really matters. Nothing else matters. Of course, this is what is the preliminary matter in our lives. Of course, we have families, we have children. وَلَا تَنْسَى نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. No doubt. But the thing that matters the most is your deen. The thing that matters most is you. Between you and Allah, what is going to be? Have we prepared for that meeting with Allah? مَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَسَيُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلَا تُرْجُمَانَ. There isn't any one of you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to without an intermediary. Allah will speak to you and me directly without an intermediary or translator or anyone like that. It will be you and your actions. Allah will say, it will be said to that person, أُدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تعملون. Enter paradise, what you used to do. Not somebody else's actions. You and your actions. إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمٍ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. This continues after you die. A continuous charity. A pious child that supplicates for you. Or a knowledge that you leave behind. So the one who looks ahead is the one who prepares for his akhirah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah knows all that you do. So have we prepared for the next day? Have we prepared for that time that's coming? It's coming, you don't have to go to it. It will come to us. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Notice Allah said, وَجَاءَتْ. It will come. The agonies of death will come. Have we prepared for that? Because for the believer, his soul will leave like the trickle of water. And for the disbeliever and the hypocrites, the soul will come out like the skewers out of cotton bud or cotton. It will come out difficult. Why? Because the disbeliever doesn't want to come out to meet Allah. But the believer is ready to meet Allah, inshallah. Is ready to meet Allah, but upon what? Upon taqwa, upon iman, upon amal as-salih, upon tawheed. Not upon havoc, not upon chaos. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Look at the one who follows his desires. What happened to him? وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. He follows his desires. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. That is the reality of the one who follows his desires, the one who turns away from being mukhlis, the one who turns away from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. His affairs all over the place. It's chaotic. And you see that with the people of innovation. It's chaos. يتخبط all over the place. But the person of Tawheed and Sunnah is focused. And he's the happiest person. سَعِدَ الَّذِينَ تَجَنَّبُوا سُبُلَ الرَّدَى وَتَيَّمَّمُوا لِمَنَازِلِ الرِّضْوَانِ. They are the happiest people. Who left the lowly ways. And they sought the ways that pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we fall short. But we pick ourselves up and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives us our shortcomings and that He aids us to be upon Tawheed and Sunnah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ الْغَفُورَ رَحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Amma ba'd, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam continued and he said, the solution, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidin al-mahdiyin min ba'di wa iyaakum muhdathati al-umur. Be warned of the newly invented matters. Fa'inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. In this month of Rajab, many innovations people will do. They claim in the 15th of Sha'ban as well. They claim the Shababarat. There's a night journey that you get extra reward if you do ibadah. In this month they say do extra ibadah, you get extra reward. There's nothing specific mentioned about Rajab for extra siyam and extra qiyam and extra. But somebody may say, "Akhi, what's wrong? Let the people worship." But the one who specifies has legislated. If you specify a month or a day or an hour or a time that you have legislated, that which the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't legislate, the deen is complete. It cannot be added to. And so we look to the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is it that he specified? What is it that he emphasized? Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is the sunnah. As Imam Malik rahimahullah said, the sunnah is like the ark of Noah. Whoever boards it is saved. As sunnatu ka safinat Nuh man rakiba faqad naja. So be with the sunnah. And be with the people of sunnah. And be mukhlis in that which you say and do. And look around you. There are signs every day around us. You see the winds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us these signs. So you and me recognize that we are in need of Allah. For Allah al-Ghani wa antum al-fuqara. We are the ones in need. We are the ones who are destitute and poor. We are the ones who are weak. And Allah is al-Ghani al-Hamid subhanahu. He is the rich. And He is the mighty. He is the aziz. He is the jabbar, the compeller. No one can escape His kingdom. No one can escape His authority. He is the Malik al-Muluk, the King of Kings. The one has all authority in this dunya and outside this dunya. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُمْسِرُونَ مَا لَا تُمْسِرُونَ. I swear Allah says that which you see, that which you don't see. We haven't seen many things. We haven't seen Jibreel alayhi salam with 600 wings. One of the wings covers the whole horizon. We haven't seen the Hamalatul Arsh alayhi thamaniya, the eight carrying the Arsh of Ar-Rahman by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't seen them. Between the earlobe of one of them to the shoulder is like a bird flying for 700 years. We haven't seen much. And yet, some people walk the earth arrogantly. The hadith in Bukhari, a man was walking arrogantly and he was swallowed by the earth. Sooner or later, that person will not succeed. Because Allah is above him. And that's what the dua we say. If we meet an arrogant person in authority that's trying to harm us, Allahumma naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim. Oh Allah, we place you above them and we seek refuge from their evil. The sunnah is so beautiful. For every single aspect there is a dua, or there is a supplication, or there is something that the Prophet ﷺ already spoke about. As Abu Dhar al-Ghifari radhiyallahu anhu said, "Tarakna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa ma ta'iru yuqallibu janahihi fil hawa illa wa akhbarna anhu." The Prophet ﷺ left us upon a way that even a bird flapping its wings in the sky told us about it. The deen of Allah is complete. It cannot be added to. The wind, when it comes, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bihi. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهَا وَشَرِّ مَا فِيهَا وَشَرِّ مَا أُرْسِلَتْ بِهِ. Look at the beautiful du'as of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We seek refuge from his evil and that which it contains. And why it has been sent. Yani the reason why it has been sent for. The evil that could harm the people. People, maybe their houses will be destroyed. Maybe their livelihood will be destroyed. This is all. This is all under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you realize, and you come to realize the verse in the Quran where Allah says, بَلِ الْقُوَّةُ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. The quwwa belongs to Allah. All of it. For He, Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed all of it belongs to Him. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. To Him belongs the creation and the command. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our shortcomings. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are humble in following this tawheed and sunnah. Keeping up our prayers, 5 daily prayers. Keeping up our voluntary acts, keeping up guarding our tongues, keeping ties of kinship, wishing what we wish for our brother, wish for ourselves. Yani what we wish for ourselves, wish for our brother. Hoping that the community is strengthened, helping the brother that's sick, looking after the needy, looking after the widows, looking after the orphans. This is Islam. Islam is so beautiful. This is the deen of Allah, so spread it far and wide. If the people were to come to know Islam, they will accept it's in large multitudes. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our shortcomings and make us of those who remember Him much. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. And on الجمعة especially sending salah upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wabarik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Wa subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.